morning, Your Honors. Mr. Simpkins, my name is John Delaney. I was an appointed attorney on this case, Bradley G. White. A little bit about him might be important to know. From the outset, he still believes he's innocent, although the court said there was overwhelming evidence he was guilty of the crime. When I first inherited the case from the public defender's office down in Benton, Mr. White wouldn't talk to me. He said, "I live in Janesville, but I live down the street." And I go, "Okay." And he goes, "And the house they raided was on the county border on the other side of the county. I didn't live there, so I'm not guilty." So I talked to him. We shared information, and I finally at least understood what he was trying to tell the previous attorney. So I went to Janesville, looked, and lo and behold, he owned three or four houses in Janesville. The one where the raid was conducted was on the other side of the now-gone railroad tracks in a different county. And when the raid took place, there were two ladies living there, or at least in the house, along with Mr. White. We actually even had a fitness hearing on Mr. White because of the previous counsel and everything, but in the end, he was convicted by the jury. The jury had a special finding that he was found guilty of possessing or having possibly made more than 50 grams of meth, but less than 200 grams. My case centers around about all I could figure out might have been done wrong by myself, Mr. Simpkins, or the court, and that was the weight of the drugs in question. It's important to know that there were three counts in this case. Count three was the gun charge. I can't do anything about that. Obviously, he was a felon in possession of guns, so I'm conceding that completely. But counts one and two both centered on, number one, being a count that he used a house to manufacture meth on the date in question, February 8th of 2002, and count two, that he attempted to manufacture 50 to 500 grams of methamphetamine on February 8th of 2002. Now, at trial, the government produced two vials. And this is my major point of contention, Your Honor. I've been told that I'm ludicrous in arguing this, but apparently these two vials of solution were poured by the state police and the other investigators from some other seed jar. The seed jar was a jar about that big. In the bottom was a heavy, pasty precipitate, which would have been the leftovers of the pseudoephedrine, and then there was a clear liquid. They say they poured off the clear liquid into two other vials, and that those two vials weighed something like 24 and 20 grams of liquid each. They don't say which vial came first. They don't say how they poured it off. They presented no evidence whatsoever whether they pipetted it so they didn't have any of the precipitate or anything of that nature. Now, of course, the precipitate would not have been methamphetamine. It would have been something else. I don't know how clear that was. I'm not a scientist, but the government's evidence was simply they analyzed one of the two vials. One of the vials turned out to have, I think, 23.9 grams of a solution containing methamphetamine. The other vial, the liquid, weighed 20.4 grams. I objected at trial, I continue to object, and I believe they had an obligation to go forward and analyze that second vial.
How would it affect the guideline range?
Well, Your Honor, if we jump ahead, the two other major weights, actually the one other major weight that comes in would be the testimony of Crystal Vincent. Crystal Vincent, in the police reports, talked about all kinds of things. But the police reports were not what took place at trial. At trial, I specifically cross-examined her about how much meth she purchased from Mr. White. I believe she said she purchased
simply, if you took the seed jar thing out, how does this affect the...
If we take the seed jar out, Your Honor, that's 20 grams. And if we discount the other two added in amounts, the testimony of Angela Pfeiffer...
Well, let's say we don't discount that.
Well, if we don't discount, then I'm up the creek, Your Honor.
No difference in the
size. No difference in the amounts. It would be just over 50 then. But my point is, he was charged with attempting to manufacture at that house. The testimony of Crystal Vincent at trial was in the summer of 2001, which was some 6 or 7 months before she purchased some methamphetamine off of Mr. White, and at trial, the amounts she testified to were between 2.5 and 5 grams. That makes a substantial difference in the weight that would be attributed to Mr. White if we throw out the 20 grams, because the weight the court gave was 23 grams. That was from the probation department analyzing her police reports, which were unsworn, untested statements. The sworn testimony is on the low side, which would be, of course, what I would argue the court would consider, 2.5 grams. If we have that 2.5 grams out rather than 23 grams, and if we have the 20 grams thrown out, we're below the 80 or below the 50 grams, and Mr. White thus would have had a lower sentencing range, which amounts to quite a bit for him, because he had quite an enhancement. The judge did sentence him to the high end of the guidelines because Mr. White, unfortunately, against my advice, took the stand and, of course, said none of this is true. And the jury and the court didn't believe him. But my point is, Your Honors, we have this unknown substance which the government did absolutely nothing to prove what was. We had no obligation to test it, to counter-test it, to prove anything. They had the obligation. They failed to do it. I believe also, Your Honor, the testimony of Angela Pfeiffer about 3.5 grams should be thrown out because that was the night before. He wasn't charged with distributing methamphetamine. He wasn't charged with conspiring to distribute methamphetamine. He was charged with, on that day, keeping a house in which methamphetamine was manufactured. Who knows where that meth came from? Again, the government had no other evidence with regard to that, so I think when you take all of this into account, my belief is, Your Honors, that the government did not prove 50 or more grams, and although the jury found that and the court affirmed that, there is a mistake by the court in its analysis of what should have been considered. And barring that, unless there's any questions, I'd reserve my time for rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Twain. Mr. Simpkins?
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Robert Simpkins. I'm an assistant United States attorney, and I tried the case against Mr. White. The appellant's argument is clear, short, and to the point. And as he says on page 8 in the brief, he should only be held accountable, meaning White, for what was testified to at trial and actually analyzed, which would be the 24.3 grams from the analyzed vial, the 11.5 grams from the 31.4 grams of pseudoephedrine powder production capacity amount, and the 1.8 grams of actual methamphetamine that was found on site. What happened here was the search team, when they went into the house, found a seed jar that had a solution that turned out to be methamphetamine. They took that solution and they poured it into two different containers. Container one was Government's Exhibit 1. Container two was Government's Exhibit 2. Those containers were sent to the Illinois State Police Lab for analysis. There's no chain of custody argument in this case. Vial 1 was tested, and the solution turned out to be a solution containing methamphetamine, and that weighed 23.9 grams. Vial number 2 was not tested, but it was weighed. The government makes the argument that there was actually no need to test both vials because if I pour what's in that container on my table into those two cups, if I analyze cup one, logically what's in cup two is the same as in what was in, would be in cup one. And that, in a nutshell, is the government's argument. And I relinquish the rest of my time unless there are any questions.
What's the statutory maximum for felon in possession?
I'm not sure.
Well, if it's 10 years, you at least received too much time on that one, didn't you?
That wasn't appealed, and frankly, I didn't consider it, Your Honor, and I can't.
It isn't going to make any difference here.
No.
Controlling sentence would be the drug charges.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Simpson. Mr. Delane?
And again, Your Honor, it's not to beat a dead horse, but that's water. There's no precipitate in the bottom of it. The vial they had from their own testimony was seed, a level of seed precipitate at the bottom, and then a clear substance. I have no idea what they poured off. I didn't analyze that. I had no obligation to. They did. They did it. I don't know what's in that second vial. I still don't know what's in that second vial. It could be more concentrated. There could be more meth. It could be less. I don't know. It was their obligation to do that, and they failed to do it. and I think that should be thrown out. And that would simply be it, Your Honors.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes.
Thank you.
Thank you also for taking the case on appeal as well.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.